Thanks for listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A special election today will ask voters in more than a dozen North St. Louis County communities for more money to fix deteriorating roads. The effort's been led by the group Beyond Housing. And with me now, President and CEO Chris Kremeyer. Chris, thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be on the show, Megan.
So let's talk about the state of roads and infrastructure in these North County municipalities. What are folks looking at up there?
Well, again, I think what they're trying to do is make sure that the infrastructure, the streets, sidewalks, and curbs, and, you know, the larger projects that these communities want to get done can get done, right, to create a higher sense of quality of the condition of the community and to, again, not only keep existing homeowners and residents happy, but to also attract new folks. So this is an idea that 17 communities working together, which is kind of unheard of here in St. Louis, come together to do something common, that because they're all contiguous communities. They understand that they're kind of bound together by the success of one will be the success of the neighbor. So they're all working together to say, we just need more resources to take care of our streets, to take care of our sidewalks, to take care of our curbs, in addition to making the housing stock better to make sure that there's great public safety and all the other things that create a quality of life that everybody wants.
Chris, has there been problems with getting investment in infrastructure in those communities?
So again, to the infrastructure will typically come from, you know, general revenue, and communities up here in these smaller North County communities, there's just not enough general revenue coming in the door to help take care of, again, the increasingly higher costs of repaving roads, redoing sidewalks and curbs. So again, what they're trying to do is say, look, how do we generate more revenue so we can, again, address the needs in our community and make sure that our taxpayers, people who live here, feel great about their own community.
So go over the numbers with us, Chris. What would this mean and what's it asking voters for?
So what it's going to do for these 17 communities, it's going to generate potentially up to $2 million a year to be split using a mathematical formula that says whatever community has the largest number of street miles gets the largest percentage of that $2 million. 80% of the $2 million will go to kind of normal, again, streets, curbs, and sidewalks, and up to 20% can be used for larger transportation projects, right? It's called a transportation development district. It's going to be a 1% sales tax. That will be incorporated in these 17 communities. So it's, yes, certainly people living in this community, but it's anybody who happens to buy anything, again, in these 17 communities, and it will generate this revenue that will then go into a pool that will be split up in this mathematical formula, and there's a new governing board where each of the 17 communities has a representative on that board to, again, determine the future and make sure that the distribution of the funds goes exactly as the enabling legislation put together.
What would this make the overall sales tax rate with the addition of this?
Look, it's not optimal, Megan. Again, this is an imperfect solution to a challenge, right? So yes, the tax rate's going to be higher here than everybody wants. But at the end of the day, you have to begin someplace in terms of we got to make our community better, and we can't wait until everything is perfect and we have general revenue up, we have other dollars available to make the repair. So no one is suggesting this is a perfect solution, but it is certainly a proactive solution. And again, I want to make note. We bemoan that, you know, we have all these municipalities in St. Louis County and there's too many and they don't work together. Well, here's 17 of them working together to say we're going to combine our collective interests and work together to generate some additional revenue. So, again, we can take care of our community to make sure that our residents feel great about, again, the place that they call home.
So what would the overall sales tax be, or would it vary?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I don't know the number of the total sales tax. It is higher than a lot of other places, Megan. That much is true. That is an absolute fact. I don't want to sugarcoat it. But again, the belief is it's not a perfect solution, but this is certainly a proactive solution. These communities are working together to say, how are we going to address the challenges that are in front of us, and how do we work together, which is something I think the region is really interested in.
I know, for example, Kirkwood, they approved a transportation development district, and that TDD has a length of time, and then it expires. Would that be the same for this?
This, I believe, has a 25-year window.
So overall, give us a sense of when you've talked to these municipalities, what are some of the priorities right now? Are there some communities or regions that they know have the most dire need at this point?
So it's a mix, as you can imagine. There's 17 different communities. So some of them just have to repave streets, right, and to do an entire street overlay on depending upon how large your municipality is not an inconsequential task. Others have more significant challenge with sidewalks buckling, with mature trees that are there again popping up sidewalks. Others are, you know, the curbs have deteriorated. So each one is a little different, but the majority of it is how do we make sure that all the roads in our community, all the sidewalks in our community are in good condition, and make sure we have the resources to get it done.
That is,
and just real quick, what also will happen is there's going to be a whole lot of collective buying power too. Right. So it's not going to be 17 different contracts for street repair. There's going to be collective buying power to, again, wring out some efficiencies and get better pricing on all the work that's going to be done in the future.
Chris, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan.
That is Chris Kremeyer, president and CEO of Beyond Housing, joining us this morning on KMOX. Again, that special election today that will ask voters in more than a dozen North St. Louis County communities for more money to fix their deteriorating roads.